views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was searching for the purpose of her life and the truth that would tie everything together to make sense of what was taught and what was happening on our planet, the fire that was creating all the smoke. Through many experiences, she was finally led to the knowledge book that provided all the answers. Marge is now talking about this gift to humanity on Knowledge Book Radio, so all can be united in peace, love, and harmony. This live call-in show at 1-800-930-2819 is amazing. So get ready to hear about the Knowledge Book. Here's your host, Marge Potasek.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marge Potasek, and you are listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek on Transformation Talk Radio. For the next hour, as we've been doing for a while now, we'll continue to cover topics from the Knowledge Book. And again, since we've had questions that were submitted, we will not be introducing a new topic today. We'll, in fact, be going into some more listener questions. And before we get into things, just wanted to remind everyone that our Knowledge Book website is www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. And to get information or to suggest a topic or to cover something in more greater detail, you could always get in contact with me on my email, mmjp99@gmail.com. That's MaryMaryJohnPeter99@gmail.com. And of course, my telephone number for texting me any questions during the show or after the show or during the week is 973-787-7035. Again, 973-787-7035. Now, I would normally not answer questions immediately on air as we're getting them, since I don't know everything, and some of the questions I really need to do some research and thinking to be able to answer them for you. So as is constantly being pointed out to me, at least, we are all students on this path of learning, and we are all each other's students. We are each other's teachers, leaders, and followers. So, and our guide, of course, is the Knowledge Book. Okay, so we have a question, and that is, what is the Alpha Magnetic Field? That's a big topic. But anyway, Alpha Magnetic Field is the field totality in which all the magnetic fields exist. And there is another word, another definition of a word that we need to also cover, and that is magnetic aura. And the magnetic aura is a powerful reflection focal point formed by thought. It's an energy net that each being forms based on their own, according to their own energy power that it itself emanates. So Alpha Magnetic Field is a totalistic field containing within itself all of the other magnetic fields that exist. And the magnetic aura is each individual's magnetic field that is formed through that individual's thought and energy. And the strength of that magnetic field depends on the energy that particular entity has. So, and the world definition for the magnetic field is that it's a field of attraction power that is very powerful depending on how powerful the magnet is. If we look at world magnets, and I'm always reminded here of the ones that go on the refrigerator that put up our diets for the year, or reminders as to where to go when, or pictures of our kids, or pictures of our grandkids, or pictures of our families. There are some magnets that, you know, can hardly hold up a piece of paper because they are that weak. And then there are, of course, so there are those magnets that are very strong, even though they are very small, they're very strong, and it takes a bit of pulling for us to get them off the refrigerator. And of course, there's also those huge, huge magnets that are used to pick up scrap metal, to pick up cars. And it's a very powerful magnetic field. So we can get a sense of the strength of magnetic fields and the power it has to do things and accomplish things depending on whatever energy it contains. Now, everything has a magnetic field. Everything. The stone, the soil, a plant, microscopic beings, wolves, ants, the table, the rug, a chair, a piece of furniture, a piece of food, all of it has its own magnetic field. And when these entities, whatever those entities are, aggregate together, they form a larger magnetic field. And this is where I guess we get the expression, birds of a feather flock together, because similar magnetic fields that tend to be comfortable around each other gather together. And this, I guess, is also an explanation as to why some friends and some family members are around you, and some friends somehow disappear and other friends appear. It could be that you have now transitioned from one magnetic field to another magnetic field, and that individual is probably also more comfortable in another magnetic field with other friends. And so we, over time, tend to have and be surrounded by different individuals because both they and us become comfortable with each other for a while at a particular level of our evolution. And then either we go or they go, but eventually we go higher and higher in evolution level. So, and also, the larger the aggregation, the larger the magnetic field. And also another way of looking at it is this. When a person has charisma, it's actually a person with a very strong magnetic field that can attract many individuals through that magnetism, through that magnetic field that they have that we call charisma on the world level. Okay? And this is also how the magnetic fields of the sacred texts also were created. The sacred texts themselves, their magnetic fields were formed by initially one individual, a prophet, that came and introduced a concept and a plan to take people who were at the current level of that society's energy, frequency, and magnetic level, to take them to a higher energy and frequency, and therefore to a much stronger magnetic field. Okay, so every prophet that came had its own particular task to accomplish, had its own particular message that they came in with, and a particular set of practices, a formal worship that allowed the humans at that time to incorporate those energies and frequencies that came in through the sacred texts that they were using at that time. And therefore, those individuals at that time were able to accumulate in themselves and form the magnetic field of that particular religious text. So when you have the separate magnetic fields that they come together, that's when they form unified fields, okay? And again, each sacred text was given at the level that the consciousness of that time was able to incorporate into themselves slowly, and that magnetic field, those energies, frequencies, that knowledge prepare them then for entry into the next magnetic field, into the next level and dimension, into the next teachings that was brought in by the next prophet or the next emissary, Okay. And what happened? Each one of those sacred texts had a precursor, had an introductory step, had a preparation plan prior to it. However, when that next sacred book came in, when the next sacred text came in, they also incorporated whatever came previous to itself, those energies, frequencies, and knowledge, but added over on top onto it new knowledge, new energies and frequencies, and a new method by which to accomplish those energies and frequencies, those dimensions that that particular text worked within. So that's why we see different practices in the religions of the Far East, the philosophies of the Far East. You have a different practice as far as the Kabbalah is concerned. You have a different practice with the New Testament. You have different practices with the Quran. And now when the knowledge book came in, it also comes in incorporating all the previous energies, frequencies, and knowledge, the essence of them, and now incorporates new knowledge, new energies and frequencies to get us ready for the next dimension that we are supposed to go to. Okay? And as far as what the magnetic fields are, the unified fields are, you could have Inca magnetic field, Africa magnetic field, Japan magnetic field, islands magnetic field. These are all different kinds of magnetic fields besides the magnetic field of the Kabbalah or the Quran or the New Testament, okay, or the knowledge book for that matter. But now, this is how it worked before, and certainly still is working in the same way now, even though what is being accomplished is similar, but the level of what is being done is higher, and the practice that is being done is also different, okay? Now, right now, we've gotten to the point that all the magnetic fields that exist everywhere on this planet are now incorporated and are present in the alpha magnetic field. So the alpha magnetic field is the aggregate, is the composite, is comprised of all the other magnetic fields that exist on this planet. And this alpha magnetic field gets to the point through its teaching and gets us to the point through its teaching and educating practices to the frequency of love. And this is the energy intensity of 72, and this is what is classified as the 18th evolution dimension. Now, if you think of the alpha magnetic field as a huge dome, if you've ever been to Washington, D.C., you have the Capitol building, it has the dome, and then you've got the supporting arches that support the dome and form the dome. The Capitol itself could be classified as the alpha magnetic field, and the arches that support that are the unified fields. Now, that dome also has an aperture, a circular aperture at the top, and that's through which that hole, that aperture, that window, there is a light beam that usually comes in and sheds light on the building and the structure inside the building. Now, we could also imagine that above this dome, there are energies, there are frequencies, there is knowledge that are above the alpha magnetic field and that are much more powerful than alpha energies and frequencies. And eventually, as we go higher, then we go to infinite energies, infinite frequencies, infinite knowledge, and infinite dimensions. And it is in those infinite dimensions, in those higher dimensions, advanced dimensions, that's where all the celestial beings, all the divine ranks, that's where God, that's where Allah, that's where all that exists. And that connecting channel, that connecting stream that's coming in from those infinite dimensions is coming in through that single open portal at the top of the dome. And that's like the alpha channel through which we get energy, frequencies, knowledge, through which we had already received all the previous sacred texts, and through which the current knowledge book was also given. And actually, all the knowledge that exists on our planet actually came in through this alpha channel. And this alpha channel is actually Allah's essence channel. This is a direct link from us to this on this planet to those infinite energies. Now, there's another way of looking at it, and this is how the knowledge book portrays the alpha magnetic field, that it's a huge umbrella, and that huge umbrella is the alpha magnetic field. And where you have the spokes of the umbrella that holds the material together in a particular shape, those are the unified fields. And the actual handle, that piece of rod, that piece of wood, that piece of metal that goes through the umbrella and onto the other side, that's the alpha channel. Above the umbrella are the infinite dimensions for which we are currently not ready. And actually, they don't exist on this physical realm. And this handle of the umbrella, this rod that pierces through the umbrella, that's what connects to the infinite dimensions and brings in knowledge, energies, and frequencies from those dimensions. We could also look at it in another way. We could think of the world as being completely encased in a very fine material, a very fine net. Where the fine net surrounds the planet, and above and around everything, those are the infinite dimensions that are above that net. And depending on what magnetic fields were in place at a particular point in time, that net would be either closer to the planet, or as more and more energies and higher energies were being incorporated into our planet, into the physical realm and into the humans, then that net would expand. However, that expanding net would only encase within itself those energies and frequencies for which that planet and for which the societies in that planet could tolerate, and it would block everything else above that. Okay? And eventually we get to the point where all the energies and frequencies, all the magnetic fields within that net, or we could also think of it as a balloon being pumped up by the magnetic fields underneath it, they incorporated all the magnetic fields that could actually fit into the alpha magnetic dimension, okay? And through that balloon, through that net, material net that surrounds the planet, there was always one opening. And this is through that one opening that the connecting link, the energy stream, the knowledge stream that gave us all knowledge, that gave us everything that we know up until this time, that's the place through which and at which all those energies came in. So the opening doesn't change. The position is always the same. However, it's our planet inside this balloon that actually shifts, because our planet has tilted on its axis, and it kind of goes rotating, it goes wobbling along, and the place where that alpha channel hits changed over time. And that's why we had emissaries coming in from the advanced dimensions into Tibet at one point, into the place around the Nile, around Egypt, in Egypt at one point, at the Arabic Peninsula at another point, and right now that alpha channel is over Turkey, okay? So we got from these infinite dimensions emissaries that came in to our dimension here. They came in with very specific energies, frequencies, and knowledge. And every emissary came in basically as a prophet, that we see them as a prophet every 2,000 years. And then in between that time, we had a sage coming in at about every 100 years to kind of put us back on track and kind of remind us what the teachings actually were and we were supposed to do. And every emissary that came in brought into effect a certain type of practice. And that practice incorporated the next level of whatever we were supposed to get at that time, so we could incorporate that into the human energy form. And eventually, we got to the point where we are in right now. And we are now at the point of needing to transcend from alpha and go to the beta energies coming in from the omega dimension. Now, the omega dimension entry is why the knowledge book is here. Because now, since we've mostly incorporated all the alpha energies and we come to the knowledge book completely engrafted and accustomed and to the alpha dimension, to the alpha energies and frequencies and knowledge. Now the knowledge book is here to get us gradually used to the level of incorporating the inner energies and therefore getting the permission to exit through the Omega gate and go into the Omega dimensions and the advanced dimensions. So one thing to keep in mind is this. The alpha dimension is the highest dimension that exists in the natural, physical, multi-galactic totality of crude matter. And this is where the knowledge book serves both as a protector and a conduit for energies outside of this alpha dimension. And it allows and enables the humans who are at the alpha frequency to gradually habituate themselves to higher and higher energies and frequencies through the light photon cyclone technique. So the knowledge book then becomes our protective shield, our protective umbrella that allows those cosmic energies that we are ready for in and blocks all those cosmic energies that are too high or that can produce cancer out. So we become encased in our own high energy bubble that navigates in the alpha magnetic field and in the world dimension. And it is through the experiences, the examinations that we go through in the world dimension, encased in this bubble, that we use our intellect and logic and therefore are able to evolve to higher dimensions, in which case the knowledge book can then give us higher cosmic energies because we are ready for them. And although Vedya Bulent Unsucharak is the current emissary that has brought in the knowledge book to our planet, she is not a prophet. Where previously there was only one emissary who brought in the sacred text and was responsible for disseminating it to the rest of the world, and we always received our knowledge initially from that source, but as we went on in time and progressed from the initial time that the emissary came in to 2,000 years later, then the knowledge that we receive is not the knowledge from the original source, because it comes in through an intermediary. And as it comes in through intermediaries, then it becomes reinterpreted, reevaluated, restated, and what was initially clear knowledge and open knowledge that came in, we receive something that is different, something that is tinged with personal interpretations, and the books that were originally designed to unite us, to bring us together, now has not fulfilled that plan because humans have come in with interpretations and expoundings, and therefore those interpretations separated us. And we have different varieties of Christianity, different varieties of Islam, we have different varieties of the Hebrew studies, everything is different. Same thing goes for the Far East religions. So now we got to the point where, okay, previously things got separated and the ultimate goal of unification of humanity was not reached. So now the knowledge book comes in, and the knowledge book now is our individual teacher. Everyone will directly interact with the knowledge book and with the light photon cyclone technique that builds a magnetic field around ourselves, a much stronger magnetic field. That magnetic field allows all the energies from the knowledge book we can tolerate in, gets us used to those, and eventually over time we are able to go from the 72nd energy dimension to the 76th energy dimension. Okay? And we gradually go through and evolve through the knowledge book. One-on-one, our conscience and the knowledge book, our conscience is our guru, we are our guru, and the knowledge book is the guidebook that allows us to say, okay, you need to do so and so on ABC. This is how this works. This is how this works. This is how this works. And if you incorporate this and that and the energies into your life, everything is going to be fine and you will be okay. And this is where we are now. Now, starting with the year 1900, we have come into what is called the salvation plan that's in place. So we're encased in this alpha magnetic field, which is the world magnetic field that contains all the magnetic fields that there are on this planet. And we are now in a salvation plan, which is actually composed of three cosmic ages, three 100-year periods, okay? So the first cosmic age started in 1900, and that's what introduced the very accelerated evolution program through cosmic energy showers. Now, these cosmic energies actually reveal the true essence of humans, and we are able to see both in ourselves and in others whatever impurities, whatever karmas we still need to address and learn lessons from, and everything that's on the inside is coming out to the outside. Now, the knowledge book actually was introduced and came in towards the latter part of the first cosmic age. And in this place, society was showered with cosmic energies as a mass. It's just like a shower of energies coming into the entire planet, hitting us all the time. And this is the year, this is the 700 years in which the system, the ordinance, and the order were introduced to our planet. And this is something that we have never heard of before. And this is a place also where we were introduced to the technological dimension. Again, this is something that we were never introduced to before because the permission had not been given for us to receive that knowledge. Prior to the knowledge book, we were given information, we were given knowledge, and we were asked to believe. That's it, blindly believe. We were not supposed to question. We were not supposed to research. We were supposed to believe because that was the methodology at that time for us to be able to most quickly absorb the energies and acclimate ourselves to the energies that those books were giving to us. Okay? But now we are introduced to the truth from a scientific and learning point of view. We are expected to use our intellect and logic to question, to search, to research, and to come to a conclusion. And the first cosmic age is also where the foundation of the system was laid. In other words, the operational procedures that are to be in place that we need to follow during the next 200 years was put in place. And this is basically almost finished right now. Now, we turned the corner in 1999 into the year 2000, and that's when the second cosmic age started, and we are now in the beginning of the first cosmic age. And this is the age of the ordinance, okay? And this is the 21st century. Now, previously, we know who the emissary coming from the higher dimensions is, and that was Vedya Bulent Ansu Charak. She is visible, she is present, because the program of the first cosmic age to lay down the system, the ordinance, and the order needed to have her physical presence on this planet because her body is a special body. It's not a world body, not a regular biological body like it was previously when she was a he and he was Jalaluddin Irumi. Her current body is the body of a very high dimension, and her body exudes energies of love and frequency that this planet needs, okay? And during the 21st century now, we will be undergoing, as a society, as a mass, various examinations and tests. And this cosmic age is the age of application and action. And this is an age where the guidelines that were given to us by the system and the ordinances that were given to us as the parameters through which and the methodology through which we will accomplish the next level of evolution, that's when we will be implementing them leading us to salvation, therefore leading us to exit to the Omega dimension. And now the third cosmic age will start in 2100, 22nd century, and again, more difficult examinations for humanity will arise. And that age is the age of order. And where? Right now, it's still there, but the age of the system, the first cosmic age, the emissary was visible and was present on this planet. The emissaries of the ordinance and the order will also be present on this planet. However, we will not know who they are. Okay? However, they will be emanating their own energies and frequencies and power to enable humanity to go through the second and the third cosmic ages. Now, the entire purpose of the salvation plan that the previous three orders of Allah and the fourth order of Allah that is currently in place is to take us from the Alpha dimension to the Omega dimension, or from the 72nd energy intensity to the 76th energy intensity dimension. That's also known as the going from the 18th evolution to the 19th evolution dimension. And therefore, we will be disconnected from the Alpha energy line and connecting to, or be connected to, the Beta energy line. And the Beta energy line, the Beta energies, are those energies that are coming in from above the Alpha platform, above the Alpha dimension, above the Alpha magnetic field. Okay? Now, when you are at the Alpha cote and connected to that frequency of love that gives without expecting anything to receive, it is characterized, the number that is given is AS.6.1. And this magnetic field, this height, this elevation of frequency is the protective magnetic field of the knowledge book. Okay? When we are in the Alpha platform, Alpha magnetic field, or the magnetic field of the world, we are in A.6.1 dimension. And in this A.6.1 dimension, this is where all the examinations are. This is where the world chaos is. This is where the magnetic field is open to all the energies within the physical construct of the gears. And this is where the energies that can cause cancer exist. Now, all of us have channels. All of us have open channels. And our channels are connected to higher dimensions. And our channels, the purpose of them is for us to be able to go in and put together all the previous incarnation knowledge that we have received into one cohesive whole, okay? However, when we are in the world dimension, our channels are connected to the world dimension, and that channel is, the world dimension is the A.6.1 magnetic field. And therefore, we are open to the chaos, we're open to the examinations, we are open to all the stuff that's going on that we don't particularly like, okay? Now, when we become part of the system, part of the universal staff on this planet, so when we are engaged and fulfilling our responsibilities in the studies like the Council Program, like the Totality of 18, like the Flower Programs, like the Reflection Focal Points, etc. And as long as we are following the guidelines for those programs and fulfilling our responsibilities for those programs, then the system comes in, closes our channel connected to the world dimension, the A.6.1 dimension channel, and connects our essence channel to the AS.6.1 channel. And this is where is tranquility, there is protection, and this is where we get the help from the system. And this is where everything flows smoothly and things fall into place. And this is being connected to the AS.6.1 magnetic field. And that's our goal, and that's our protective mechanism. Because that protective mechanism then is able to bring in only those energies and frequencies that are good for us, that we need, and blocks anything that is harmful. Okay? So the alpha frequency, the end of the alpha frequency, and we go from complete ego at the beginning in the world to giving up that ego and becoming altruistic at the end of the progression of the alpha dimensions, then this is, and you know you're at that point when you can give expecting nothing in return. And when you're at that point, that's when you go into the knowledge book. That's when the knowledge book comes into your life. And then you're able to progress through the knowledge book programs to the Omega exit. And those who have succeeded in the Omega exit program will come to the world in the Golden Age, at the time of the Golden Age. And this is when the Golden Age will start in the 23rd century and continue until the 30th century, at which point a new book will be revealed to humanity. But the knowledge book will be in effect from now through the entire Golden Age and will be in effect from the 30th century, because it would need to draw down the time consciousness, but a new book will be revealed at that time. And the 30th century then marks the beginning of the path of light. Okay, so I hope I've covered the question of what the alpha magnetic field is. We've gone through alpha magnetic field, alpha, the magnetic aura that a person possesses, and the alpha coat, which is the height, the altitude of the frequency. And depending on that height or frequency, then we know what evolution the person is on, and it is when you're at the alpha coat, the AS61 coat, that we are connected to the knowledge book and fully protected. Okay, so now the next question, maybe it's time for a break. So maybe we need to go for a bit of a break and then come back. So you're listening to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Patasik, and I am Marge Patasik. And again, I'd like to remind everyone to email their questions to mmjp99@gmail.com, marymaryjohnpeter99@gmail.com. And you could also suggest topics to cover. And you could also text the same, either questions or suggested topics, to 973-787-7035. Okay, so stay tuned. We'll be back and continue with the next question.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Welcome back, and you are listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on Transformation Talk Radio, and I am Marge Potasik. What we've been covering this time is more listener questions, because those came in, and actually there are a lot more questions than we'll be able to cover in this particular segment. But we, prior to the break, were talking about the alpha dimension, the alpha frequency, and hopefully that addressed the question that was posed. If not, you know, please, you are welcome to send in a follow-up question. I said, well, I actually really meant was, and you answered that. So please do text or email me. Be more than happy to expand or actually really answer the question that you had wanted to have answered. Then we have another question here that says, how does a human claim his or her own spiritual whole? Okay. We could address this, I guess, quickly by basically saying, well, you accomplish and you claim your own spiritual totality through evolution, through clearing out the karma that you have accumulated, by learning the lessons that those karmas pointed out to us. And finally, through the knowledge book studies and the knowledge book salvation plan. So that's the general overall topic, okay? What is evolution? Evolution actually is a stepwise progression of our physical body form. And the entire purpose is for us to be able to acquire, to gain noble inner qualities like faith, allegiance, forgiveness, inner peace, unconditional love, gratitude, sincerity, altruism, humaneness, patience, tolerance, acceptance, goodwill, etc., etc., etc. And the outcome of evolution and having gone through evolution is reaching the state that we love everything and everyone, even those who have hurt us and even those who are our enemies, who have either killed ourselves or our families or our loved ones. And the goal of evolution, the end result of having gone through successfully through evolution, is for us to reach the state where we take the shirt off our back to give to those who have no clothes, and we give food even though we are starving because someone else is hungry. Now, these qualities need to exist in the essence, not just in our thoughts and not just in our tongue. So it's the old expression, you got to walk the talk, right? So how do we get there? We get there by following the guidelines given to us, first through the religious training and education that we received, and thereby to absorb that we have absorbed and have been habituated to the alpha frequency, and then progressing onto the salvation program or the knowledge book studies, and therefore to absorb into our energy and cells all the energy channels of Omega, and therefore being given permission to exit through Omega. Now, we also mentioned the karma that we had to go through and the lessons that we had to learn because of the karmas that we had accumulated. So what are karmas? What kind of karmas do exist? I know that we've covered part of them before, but we'll briefly go over it now. So there are karmas of personality, karmas of mission, karmas of past lives, karmas of life formed in the medium where you are living, karmas of evolution, and karmas of world life. So, briefly, a karma of personality means that we need to choose the right direction. And it is the strong personality who will always put their evolution and put their free will to use in the world or in the universal dimension. So karma of personality means that you choose the path based on intellect and logic that will allow you to progress the fastest and the easiest, and therefore you stick to your guns no matter what happens to you. In other words, you need to go to a council meeting, you need to go to the focal point meeting, and there's a party going on, or somebody else is having something, or I'm really too tired to move today. But a strong personality will say, no, these are just obstacles in my path, thrown in my path. I will go to the council meeting. I will go to the reflection focal point because that is my responsibility. So this is where the strong personality chooses the universal path as opposed to the world path. Okay. Karmas of mission. Okay. So this is where you need to make sure that you fulfill your obligations as far as giving out mission fascicles, if that's your responsibility, coming to meetings, if that's your responsibility, following all the guidelines. So all these specific karmas have specific lessons that need to be learned. And the result is having all the qualities that are necessary for us to be able to exit through Omega and go to the advanced dimensions. Now, interestingly enough, this is the first time all the alpha frequencies exist within the crude construct, crude matter construct called the GIRS. And no one out of this physical plane has actually been able to go outside of this into the advanced dimension, okay? And even the emissaries from the advanced dimensions have not received the permission yet to go outside of the alpha dimension frequency and go through the Omega exit and go into those high energy dimensions out there, okay? So up until now, we were given help. We were given books, we were given energies, we were given teachers, etc., etc., etc. And we have always asked and we have always been provided for. But now, in this current plan, in this current methodology that came in with the knowledge book, this intercession of somebody else helping us is over. And this, again, is a building of a strong personality because we need a strong personality that'll stick to their guns and that we can prove that we can actually accomplish this task by ourselves without depending on anyone else. However, if we still don't know how to walk, then the knowledge book there is there as a crutch, and it supplies whatever we need when we need it to be able to learn how to walk. And once we know how to walk, it becomes a guide for us to remember and to put together the path and to follow the path that is prescribed for us. So the process of evolution is actually on crude matter level. And it is progressing to higher and higher vibration levels by the cells becoming strengthened and accustomed to higher and higher cosmic energies. In time, a bulb that can only take 100 watts of power, meaning a human that can only take a certain amount of energies, can eventually have 1,000 watts of power or 5,000 watts of power go through it without being disintegrated. Now, we all know what happens when you put an egg into a microwave and put it on a very high, intense microwave stream, the egg eventually bursts. It cannot tolerate those energies. However, an egg is able to tolerate a certain level of energies for a certain length of time. And our evolution in crude matter is for that egg to be able to take that high frequency dosage and not disintegrate. And this is where the studies of the knowledge book come in. This is where leaving our egos behind come in. This is where all the experiences that we go through get us to the point where we are at a higher energy level, and therefore we will be permitted to go into those dimensions that have even higher energies. So on the cellular side, on the crude matter form side, this is where we need evolution. However, on the spiritual side, we don't need evolution. So what is necessary is to evolve and to discipline our thoughts and to attain a consciousness that we are able to love and respect a blade of grass and ask for forgiveness from the ground that we step on. And evolution is what is necessary to slowly eliminate the ego, as the ego is a hindrance. It allows us to navigate in the world. It allows us to put food on the table, a roof over our heads. However, in the higher dimensions, the ego is not necessary. In fact, having an ego is a hindrance and a prohibiting factor for being given permission to go where no human has gone before. So therefore, we need to leave our ego behind and the planet behind to go to those intense dimensions, intense energy dimensions. However, the trick is this. The spiritual totality doesn't need this kind of protection because the spiritual totality is perfect and is this humongous energy. But it is the crude matter form that needs to be completely integrated with this spiritual totality for us to be able to go with our physical body to those advanced dimensions. Okay? And when our physical crude matter form is completely integrated with the spiritual totality, and this is the point where we are in the seventh evolution dimension, or actually the seventh frequency dimension, and this is where we are gone through the immortality dimension, we have gone through all the previous dimensions through the evolutions, that's where we are ready to step into the spiritual dimension, which is the eighth dimension, and where we become integrated completely with the spiritual energy, because at that point, our crude matter and our discipline of our thoughts and our characteristics and qualities that characterize a genuine human, that's at the point when our physical body can actually absorb all those energies and frequencies, integrate with the spiritual totality, and still stay intact. Okay? So basically, when a person's evolution level is tantamount to their energy and frequency level of crude matter, that's when we are at the level of a genuine human. And when we're at the level of a genuine human, then we automatically progress to the eighth dimension, integrate with our spiritual totality, and therefore enter into the lordly plan. Now, the spiritual aspect of us is what enervates us, that allows us to live, that keeps our body cells together, that completes us, and that's what holds us together as a physical form, all these congregations of cells. We come from the spiritual, and that has always been perfect. However, we need to progress through the spiritual, evolve the crude matter form that we are in, incorporate the spiritual into the crude matter, fully integrate it, and then progress to the technological dimension, which is the negative dimension, which is the dimension into which we are going. So this is all the time that we have for the questions, it looks like. And we'll continue with the questions in the next segment of the show. And what I would like to remind everyone, that Knowledge Book website is www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. We are still sending out those introductory chapters, 1st, 20th, and 25th, to anyone who is interested. If you could just email us at mmjp99@gmail.com and provide your postal mailing address, because these are physical pieces of paper, not anything electronic, and we will get those out to you. And again, you could email topics or text topics at 973-787-7035. Thank you very much to all those people who have issued questions and given questions, and I'm sorry I didn't get too many of them today. We only covered two. So I'll be here back next Tuesday at 4 p.m. PM Pacific time on the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. If you would like us to visit and answer more questions or provide more information, please let us know. And humanity's verdict is in humanity's hands. As the Knowledge Book states, and Mrs. Chirac frequently reminds us, you are the ones who will save the world. Thank you. See you next time.
You've been listening to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity, and its time of transition to the Golden Age that provided the truth and energies and frequencies. Now, she shares information from and answers questions about the Knowledge Book with you each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit Marge at usa.theknowledgebook.net.